Welcome to the Geek Psychology Podcast. This podcast comes from the Geek Psychology YouTube channel, where we use personality type and geek and gaming culture to help you play life better. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. And I hope you enjoy the show.
The journey of self-discovery for an INFP is not just about finding yourself, but it's actually about creating a life that aligns with the person who you want to become. So let's talk about how to make that happen in this video. First, let's break down the INFP letters in case you are new to this whole thing and you're overwhelmed by all the jargon. So INFP means that we prefer introversion, the subjective reality of what's going on for us. We are intuiting, so we learn through connecting the dots using our idea space and imagination. We're feelers, so when we make decisions, it has to resonate with us. We are perceivers, so we like to keep things open. We like to be more spontaneous, despite inside trying to figure everything out all the time. In terms of our RPG character class, we could be called the innovating souls. We bring in this innovative approach to understanding, focused on who we are as people, our identity, and we also help other people innovate their identity as well by delving deeper into who they are as people and getting to understand themselves more and more. We are quiet, but we are really in tune with this vivid, passionate inner world that is intensely tied to our values and what is important to us. It's a little bit difficult when you are typing celebrities because people put on different acts and masks. And INFPs are no different. We highlight different aspects of ourselves when we are in public. But you could type these people as INFPs, okay? J.R.R. Tolkien, Johnny Depp, Kurt Cobain, Vincent Van Gogh. I wanted to just flip over to this website right quick, personalitydatabase.com, personality-database.com. You can go up in the top, type INFP, and it shows this list of other people with whatever personality type you chose. Remember, this is all crowdsourced, so sometimes people get it wrong. Sometimes people have high expectations of certain personality types. But I thought it might be a nice thing for you to see. So you could see like Luna Lovegood, Audrey Hepburn, as some other INFPs. You can expand it out. You can look up through different, different like superheroes or movies and things like that. So just give it a look. Belle, definitely an INFP. Keanu Reeves, David Bowie, I guess Aurora. So tons of different people that you can find and see if they resonate with you. Remember, take it with a grain of salt, but it might be a nice way to start to look for different people that you can aspire to live into their style and see where they have gone with their lives and maybe what you can do from mimicking them, from emulating their successes as well. So those are a wide range of different types of people who we can identify as INFPs, people who feel deeply about things and we struggle to communicate these emotions. We have highs and lows, really, really deep, dark lows that, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out for the best, unfortunately, but very creative people as well. So let's talk about your mind wiring as an INFP. Our dominant function is introverted feeling. It's the hero of our story. This is the soul character within this RPG questing party of our psyche. And we have our auxiliary function, which is extroverted intuiting. This is the explorer. So you put the soul and the explorer together, and you have someone who is trying to find their place in the world, trying to understand themselves in order to understand other people. And with that, we want to express, we want to innovate, we want to explore the different facets of our emotions, of our values, of what feels good and feels right. And that creates most of the stereotypical understandings of INFPs. In order to get deeper into that, let's talk about some of the challenges INFPs face because of our personality type. some of the internal struggles that we have are we are very sensitive towards criticism. And the main reason for that is because we are so focused on who we are as people that if we get criticism about something that we did, we take it as something that we are. So I am a bad person because I did this thing. And if that is true, then we need to reassess our entire life and all of the decisions that we have made and all the decisions that we are making and will make. And it is a very heavy process to go through. And so criticism, until we learn how to deal with it, can create a lot of conflict between who we are and who we see ourselves as and who other people see ourselves as. And that's all internally being processed. Another conflict that we often face is idealism versus reality. We have these amazingly creative and ambitious goals, and yet it's really hard to tie those into actually manifesting them in the real world. Because of our personality type, our inferior function, one of our weaknesses is what I call the commander. It's extroverted thinking, technically. And that is the character that's about creating goals and focusing on achievements and organizing resources to attain those achievements, organizing schedules and people, delegating tasks, making fast and efficient decisions. That's quite difficult for us. Even as I said it, you probably were like, I don't like this. And because of that, we really struggle to implement and to make real our fantastical thoughts and dreams. Some more external challenges that we face are we're introverted. And so social situations can be quite draining, especially if we don't know who is there. So when they're not draining, when we're with people that we like or that we know, or in an environment that we are comfortable with, it's because we generally know what to expect. We know that somebody's not going to do something that's going to create this moral conundrum, and we need to figure out how to interact with it and then how to understand the other person and their intentions and then our parts of ourselves and our identity. We know we won't need to face that generally in a situation that we feel comfortable in. So in those, we're not going to feel socially drained. We're not going to feel energetically drained. But if we're just out in the wild, then it is quite unsettling sometimes, and we feel like we need to just go home and reprocess all this stuff about who we are and who we want to become. We also have a preference for flexibility, and that's because of the P in our code. It's actually a deeper dynamic. It's our auxiliary function, extroverted intuiting. It's that explorer character that wants to just play with things and connect the dots and see what happens and imagine all the different possibilities and options in the outer world, interacting with things as they come. It's fun. It excites us. And it also helps us learn more about ourselves in the process by putting ourselves into different unique contexts. But it is a challenge when we need to organize things to reach our goals and maintain consistency in our lives. So let's talk about some strategies for personal growth as an INFP. First, it's really important that you level up your strengths, that you know your strengths, and that you focus on them first. So that would be empathy, creativity, as we've talked about within the personality types dynamics, the soul plus the explorer, exploring idea space endlessly through understanding ourselves more and more and more. That could be writing stories, filming, or doing art projects, creating music, all sorts of ways of expressing the emotional complexity of humans. We also have a strength in navigating emotional dynamics. We spend so much time trying to understand ourselves and our emotions and our feel, how do we feel about these different emotions and our values, that we have practiced it again and again, again, over and over and over. When we're younger, it's really confusing because we don't have enough experience to assess it properly and to evaluate it properly. But as we get older, it becomes a true strength, emotional intelligence, and being able to help other people understand themselves on a deeper level too. It's important to work on our weaknesses. We have this tendency for overthinking. There are so many different possibilities and options that we see. And we know that if we go down this path, that means we're not going down that other path. That's kind of scary. Because if I go down this path, is that going to take me to where I want to be? Where do I want to be? And then we have to process all these things again. And if I go down this path, am I going to become the person who I want to become? What if I went down this path instead? It causes stagnation. It causes us to freeze up and not know what to do. So work on that by practicing setting goals, breaking them down into smaller chunks, as they're called, and attacking them one by one, seeing what happens, interacting with it, and also understanding your values and your emotions and who you are as a person and knowing what you want to bring into the world. One of our other weaknesses is that we set really high expectations for ourselves and for other people. We have these idealistic understandings of the potential of other people. And someone said recently in the comments that we don't see their potential. We see who they are underneath all these doubts and fears. There's an interesting way of putting it. And we see that within ourselves too. But it is scary to activate it, to manifest it. We are the reluctant heroes. The world needs it. The world needs INFPs to activate themselves and to take charge and make an impact, make a difference. So know that your INFP personality type influences everything in your life. How you interact with other people, how you interact with yourself, your career, your hobbies, the shows that you're interested in, they probably are all tied into your personality type as an INFP. And so it's really important that you deeply understand your personality type. And we only talked about 2.5 of the cognitive functions. There are 8. There are 8 different characters within your psyche, and they all have different roles that they play within your psyche. Weaknesses and strengths and fears and your critic, all these different aspects. So it's really important that you spend time understanding your personality type if you want to live a life that is aligned with your personality type and your aspirations. And if you want some more help with that, I would love to help. Go to infp.geekpsychology.com and sign up for the INFP Masterclass, where I go into the top 4 cognitive functions within our function stack, as it's called. And I give you techniques and strategies, tried and tested things that I've been through that I've shared with the clients as well, to really help understand how to leverage your personality type to live in alignment and to feel good and inspired every day. Hope to see you there. Good luck. Have fun.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of it. I know that by listening to this podcast, it means that you're ready to take your life to the next level, and I'm so excited to help you do it. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, lack of motivation, or you're just looking for your spark and purpose, I have many courses and a one-on-one coaching service available to you to help you get out of your own way and be happy. So head on over to geekpsychology.com to get started. See you there.